Well, I've just arrived at Plumpton Wood, and I've just bumped into a couple of people walking their dogs. And you get a nice little welcome sign from the Forestry Commission saying it's a great place for tranquility and for walking your dogs. Now, as I'm just walking down this path, the thing that really hits me is you can smell the wood. Now, you're probably thinking that's a bit daft because I'm in the woods. We don't normally smell the trees as such. But what I can smell is freshly chopped wood, because as this is a Forestry Commission site, it's what I call a proper wood. It's not just a load of trees being grown for the sake of it. They're being grown for a purpose, which is basically what they're here for, really. It's why we grew them all those years ago, and we continue to grow them today. Yeah, we're just managing them properly, as we have always done. And that's the thing that I love about these Forestry Commission places that are open to the public. So you've got this great big footpath where all the lorries have been coming up and down and chopping down the trees and mashing off all the branches, and you can see where they've taken the trees from, because you can see horizontal lines as gaps in between all the trees. But because it's being managed properly, there's still plenty of trees here for you, your dogs, your family, your pets, anybody to come and enjoy. So, let's see. I've got a wide junction here, so do I go to the left or to the right? I'm bound to get lost, whichever way will be the wrong way, so let's have a look down this way. Well, I'm glad I put my waterproof shoes on, because it's absolutely squelchy down this track. There we are. Someone look at that, what's that? Ooh. Well, I don't know what the difference between a toadstool and a mushroom is, but this is one of them, I think. Definitely a piece of fungi. Oh, another one. Oh, hang on, let me just pause this while I take a couple of photos. Shall I be a second? Well, it's a bit of a miserable old day. But I got a fleece on, so I'm not cold. There's a lot of mud everywhere, so I'm glad I've dressed appropriately. Got my umbrella with me, using that as a sort of walking pole as well, because you do kind of need that on this sort of time of year. It's not raining, but it's there just in case. Ooh, I wonder what's that way. Oh, choices, do I go left, right, forwards? Oh no, another junction. Right, let's see what I can find down here. Well, I must be going the right way, because I've just come across... I suppose it's a deer hide. One of those wooden towers that you watch deer from. Which suggests that there must be some of the old Monk Jack deer around here. So I'm going to try and be a little bit quieter, and you never know if I might spot one. Let's see what happens. But there's lots of old blackberry bushes. So I'll tell you what, during the summer this would be a lovely place for a quiet walk and go and grab a load of blackberries. As you can probably hear, there's just silence apart from me talking and walking. What a great little wood. Well, if you like visiting woods, then why not go to www.visitwoods.org.uk and find a wood near you.